first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Podcast, show number 107.
Bang, bang.
107. We've got a pretty much full house here today, actually. We've got six of us. So Shane Dan's not here, that would be number seven as well.
We've got
Jerome Mundell, we've got new boy John Day, Stuart Hoare, you won't hear much from him. Stuart, say hello now.
Hello.
That's all you're going to get from him. Jim Staples, myself, Mike Coxon, Sean Miller's at the bar, unbelievably.
Yeah.
I say unbelievably, that's a bit harsh, he does go to the bar quite a lot. So, number 107. Let me tell you, what are you doing?
What are you touching yourself under the table for?
Ashley Cole is currently on 99 England caps. When he makes his next cap, he will be on 100.
Well done.
And he will be the seventh player to have made 100 appearances,
so
caps for England.
107
together.
Yeah.
Brilliant. That's how you do it, Coxon.
Thinking outside the box.
Can you name the other six, quickly?
Billy Beckham. Wright.
Yes.
David
Beckham. Beckham. Shilton.
Charlton.
Moore. Charlton. More.
And Stevie G.
Yes.
Ah,
yeah.
Well done.
I thought Billy Wright might be the one that you struggled with, but Stevie G as well.
Oh, I spoke about Billy Wright 2 weeks ago.
Okay, there you go. Right, let's crack straight on. Jerome, I'm coming to you. Highlight. What was your footballing highlight of the week since the last show? We recorded last Wednesday, didn't we? And this is Thursday. So you've got an extra day. And you've got all the last night's football. And Villa won a fucking game.
That's what I'm going with. Villa winning a game.
You know your team's rubbish when your highlight of the week on our show is just that your team won.
Yeah. A shit game as well.
We're coming to Stuart next, because as a QPR fan, his is that they didn't lose, which is quite good. Benteke scored the goal again.
Yeah.
He's
going to be a hero. Goal. He's going to be a hero. He's a handful.
So Paul Lambert hopes.
Yeah, I reckon he will be, because he's got good technical abilities, a handful. He's powerful, he's got pace, he's got everything you need, really.
Another Belgian, where's he coming from?
I said that weeks and weeks ago, no empty.
Right. Have you got to stand down at all? Apart from Mark Hughes, I'm going to have to say Roman Abramovich, actually.
For
who?
Roman Abramovich.
Uncle Roman.
For his appointment, because I think that's absolutely awful.
Chelsea in general for not apologising over Clatterburg from the QPR fan. Last time we did the show, we were talking about him leaving, and we were thinking, right, Redknapp's going to come in, or are they going to try and get Guardiola before?
I believe we scoffed at the idea of Benitez.
We were laughing at it, but we actually said that was the rumour that was going around. Well, it wasn't a rumour by the time we left. On the news desk where we work, it was like Benitez is happening. They were writing the stories to wait for it to be confirmed. It's a strange one.
It's heartwarming, isn't it?
He's sorted defence out, though, hasn't he?
Well,
they haven't conceded a goal in two games, and that was their first clean sheet in a long time.
Definitely sort of Torres out, yeah, scored, yeah.
Oh,
he does love the club.
Is that what
Torres?
He said?
Torres, yeah. He hasn't said he loves the club.
He says he's got to be heard about the history when he has a chance.
Yeah. Won't take him.
Probably in the summer when he's been sacked and Guardiola's there. Yeah. He can learn all about it. So, all right, Sean, stand out.
It's a couple of performances. I don't like giving them praise, but Millwall have been on an absolutely blinding run. Top of the form table in the Championship, up to fifth, and they beat Blackburn 2-0 at Ewood Park.
Question for you as well. Millwall were playing Cheltenham on Saturday at the Den.
Can they both lose?
Who do you want, as a Palace fan, who do you want to, like, if one team's got to lose that, say they're in a relegation fight, one of them's got to go down in the last game of the season, who'd you go down?
It's a really good question. I like Millwall less, but I prefer going to the Den, so I would rather have Millwall in my league.
What about if we throw Brighton in there in some sort of strange three-way football match?
I'd always want Brighton to stay up and stay in our league.
The three-way relegation threesome decider. You prefer...
I'd relegate Charlton of the three.
Okay, fair enough.
Because it's nothing club. Exactly, it's boring. More fun to go away.
A nothing club. any Charlton listeners, that was Stuart Hall. Go on, explain a nothing club.
They're a family club.
Doesn't matter. They've still got. Even if you're a family club, they've still, apart from MK Dons, who are a nothing club. Charlton are not a nothing club.
They're one notch up from MK Dons. They're not as bad as MK Dons.
On what basis is what I'm asking.
I quite like Charlton, but I kind of see what Stuart's thinking. I don't think there's many people out there who, when they've seen they don't look for Charlton on the fixture list. They're not massive rivals then, or I know they've got a rival.
Charlton have got a fantastic history. For a long time, they had the biggest ground in the country where all the cup finals were held. It's in the Valley.
They won the FA Cup in 1947.
How do you even know that?
Don't know.
Is it true as well?
Too much football manager.
I bet it's not. It's just gambling that no one's going to pick up on it.
Google it now. Let's Google it
on one of your phones.
What phone has he got?
He probably doesn't know. He's from Leeds. And the fact that they lost the Valley, like the campaign that they had to do back to their roots was absolutely tremendous.
They're not somebody that I'd say the Premier League's missed. I don't think there'd be someone the Championship would miss if they went off.
Premier League, they had some. They were fantastic in the Premier League.
I like Charlton, don't get me wrong. They
Charlton
did.
Beat Burnley 1-0 in 1947.
Excellent. Is that because, as the voice that you suggested, Jim Burnley were having a stroke?
Possibly. Burnley. I bet Stone Cold Charlie Allen probably still. Charlie Allen plays for Gills, come on. I bet he still had a couple of shots and hit the bar in that game as well. He was still scoring back then. So have you given us a stand down? Stand up was Millwall. Well played. Fair enough. There will be one day where Stuart says Chelsea as he stand up.
No, apparently not.
Stand down would be one of the teams that Millwall beat. Wolves haven't won in 9.
Solbakken.
Things are going stale.
It could be Solbakken to wherever he came from.
To Norway, yeah.
Coxon.
Stand out, I'm going to go for Michael Laudrup, who has very quietly...
They beat West Brom last night, didn't they?
West Brom
last
night.
When's he going to get sacked, Jim?
Very soon.
Well, this was going to say, they drew with Liverpool at the weekend. They beat West Brom last night. Oh, that's a shame. Didn't.
Boo-hoo.
Poor you, have some whiskey like a real man.
You're still drinking whiskey?
I told you, no beer till Christmas.
Christmas.
No sleep till Brooklyn.
Just while we're talking about drinks as well, we're doing a podcast special tonight. Four of us at the table are going to a tweed night. We're going to be wearing tweed.
Oh, that's nice. Don't worry, Stu. We'll find something to do as well.
Stu's coming.
Oh, fine. Don't worry, John. We'll find something to do.
Who was your standout?
Stand down, Newcastle United.
I've got a ticket. Oh,
they're terrible. Awful around at the moment.
They're doing awful.
Apparently, since he signed his 8-year contract, he's won one game in nine.
Really?
Like that.
Yeah, it's not going well. I mean,
a little bit premature.
If anything, they've got a stronger squad. The only thing I think is it's the effect of Europe that is playing heavy on them. But throw away.
Or he's just been found out as being a.
Maybe, being an average manager.
You were applauding him getting the 8-year deal when it was announced, weren't you, Jim?
Yeah. You're not applauding anyone anymore by the look of your wrist.
No.
Leaving the wrist out of it. I still think they're going through a blip. I think once they get a back-to-back, a winner and a draw, or a draw and a win, they'll go.
They're missing some key players. Kabay and Taylor.
But the thing is, they're going to be missing key players coming up soon as well for the African nations. I know Cissé but they're still going to miss.
That was the interesting thing last season. They struggled in January, I remember, because they had Bar and Tiote at the African nations, and I think they just signed Cissé, but he was out there as well. But this year, with their squad way things, they didn't really have any injury problems last year. They're going to struggle. In fact, they did in their defence for a while. But
fair enough.
But yeah. Perch and Williamson played really well last season, didn't they?
Speaking of which, I do like footballers who look like they should work in a white van.
Yeah.
Like, I noticed watching the United QPR game, I'm sure Sean Derry and Clint Hill own a plastering company. They're driving around reading the Daily Star.
Painters and decorators.
They've got Sean Wright Phillips on as their apprentice. So I'm certain they just look. I mean, especially Clint Hill. He looks like he loves a blue WKD on a Saturday night down at Walkabout. Fantastic.
John. standout, any standout for your standout from last week?
My standout's a bit biased, I'll be honest, but obviously Leeds should be a Leeds fan, hadn't won for 7 games.
Yeah, ended our
Wait, hang on, the best thing about that game is that Peter Ramage scored.
He's got that 2 is. For the season now.
That's amazing.
Was it a cross? He's against
known at QPR as
Peter Damage.
Peter Damage. Yeah. A defender so bad they called him Damage.
That's pretty horrific.
And he was limited, so he could have been called Damage Limitation for different connotations. But yeah, no, Leeds is a fair shout, mate. You might be a fan of them. They are absolutely busted, aren't they?
Yeah, we like obviously just take over, sort of gone through, beat Crystal Palace, who had lost in 15 games, and then followed up with a win against Leicester.
And do you know they've got at the weekend?
Two very good sides to beat there.
Away.
Huddersfield away on the Sky game, 12:30. I think it's on Sky, is it not?
It was on Sky on the Friday night, but because one of our fans decided to punch.
Huddersfield versus Leeds on a Friday night is one of the worst ideas I've ever heard in my
That's
life.
That's what it was meant to be, but because of our
Chef on Wednesday.
Yeah, because he's punched
Kirkland.
They banned it. Yeah.
They've moved well.
They've banned it.
Or banned what? Like,
it's been moved.
It's banned, banned the game.
It's been moved to
banned.
Mongolia to try and avoid that trouble.
That's
a shame it's not a team. That'd be a really, really good game, actually.
Yeah, the, away, 12,
I believe the Ball Boys are being sponsored by Blue Wicked as well for that game as well. They're not really. I'm just trying to make it even worse a fight. Well, fine then. Fuck you all.
That was a gag.
Whiskey talking.
Stuart, stand down. QPR for not winning.
Kept a clean sheet. Stand up.
Yeah.
Oh, can I have another stand up for Harry Redknapp's face when the third one went in at Old Trafford and he realised the job he had ahead of him? Because he looked downbeat. The QPR, I watched that game, played very, very well for 60 minutes, went ahead, and then United woke up, as we have done all season.
Should have been 2-0 ahead.
And poor Harry's face.
Should have been.
Well, should have, would have, could have.
I think even, his face, even on a good day, isn't the greatest, let's be honest. So.
It drooped even further down. It was practically on his knees.
The droop step.
My standout, and this might surprise some of you, MK Dons.
What?
Is it fucking bollocks? They won 5-1, and they're now second in the league.
They've been doing brilliantly.
They have been doing brilliantly, and if it... Ah, don't worry.
Have you seen AFC Wimbledon have banned their scouts from going to watch AFC Wimbledon?
Or the, oh, banned well, MK Dons?
Yeah.
Well, they've come out and denied it. AFC Wimbledon said what they've said.
Just
is
call them Wimbledon.
They're
they don't need the AFC.
I'm just clearing it up for a few people. They're recommending that if they do go and scout them, that they don't wear any club clothing, that they just go in their civvies and try and be inconspicuous.
Did anyone read the interview with Peter What's-His-Face? Peter Engelman.
Talking about that goal. Do you remember that goal, Jay?
No.
Hey, do you not? I remember the porno that he starred in, where his wife was doing him up the arse.
What?
Peter Engelman?
What are you talking about?
No one seen this? No?
No, sure. Not even I've seen
Google
that.
It.
Google what?
Peter Engelman.
It's not actually true.
It's true.
Peter Engelman, the goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Right.
You said Google it. Stuart just looked into his pocket and he had his phone out before you finished the sentence.
It was either Peter Engelman delete or Stefan Postma.
Oh, he doesn't even know what player it was.
It could be Stefan Postma. I think Stefan Postma rings a bell.
Was it Dimitri Karim? kept his trousers on during the whole thing and only used his legs, no hands. Anyway, going back from that, did anyone...
Bloody hell is his name?
Who?
The MK Dunn's chairman.
Peter Winkleman.
Winkleman. Same thing.
He came out of the Evening Standard and basically said that... sort of tried to justify it and said the fans had a chance to buy their own club. They shouldn't have set up... And it was just absolute bollocks.
He's been trying to justify it for years, hasn't he? I wanted to play devil's advocate on his behalf, but I just can't bring myself to do it. What argument can he...
No, he's a bit creepy and odd,
He does.
I mean, that's why we were going to go out of business.
Get him back, guys, because it is a serious topic. I know what you're saying. Yeah. I enjoyed reading the interview because I did want to hear it from his point of view. But just from reading the interview, he has got a couple of points that, if they are as accurate as he's saying, are interesting.
Yeah.
But it's still... And the article was very good because it just still stands to reason. He made several points, the fans could have bought their own. They set up before we moved. He said that they were going to go to Dublin before he moved to Milton Keynes. But then at the end of it all, he said, but to be fair, when I came in, I still wanted to take them to Milton Keynes. So if the fans had come in and tried to buy him, he probably wouldn't have let it happen anyway.
Yeah,
so,
but the game
is... And sometimes we talk about the game we're most looking forward to the weekend. 12:30 on Sunday is the game.
It's in the diary.
Yeah, it's.
Is it on ITV?
Yeah.
Yeah, ITV 12:30, and then the third round draw as well, which is one of my favourite.
The calendar. Yeah. Yeah. I have to say.
Must be a highlight for you, Jay. Just see if you've got Man United at home or away. Man United away.
Yeah. What did he have?
But I have one more.
What are you singing?
Step down performance.
Oh, okay, I see what you're doing.
And it is Joey Barton, you know.
Do we, as he said, whether he was taking the piss yet or not?
He came out and said on Twitter, he said, Steve McClaren, eat your heart out.
I think he was doing it without even thinking. Trying to get his point across.
Well, what I've seen is a professor from some former polytechnic has said that a lot of people do it when they're abroad because the classic English. Dos cervezas por favor. Just try and get your point across.
Good. But someone said as well that if he talks in a Scouse accent, all these French journos are just going to be going like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So he might, yes.
It's a technique.
But it's toning an accent down and then it's putting on a fucking hello, hello accent.
A lot of people don't realise they're doing it. I bet half of us have probably done it at some point and not realised, put on a slight accent and talk with that intonation. But it's just an excuse to put the boot in on Joey Barton,
yeah,
isn't
exactly. it? By the sounds of it, he put the boot in on
French football.
Yeah.
The problem with French football is it's a bit boring.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. He said it was boring. He said that Leo
was his 50-yard pass.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
The problem is that everyone talked about my tackle, and no one talked about the 50-yard pass
that he got. Someone got sent off.
I can empathise with him there. People talking about his tackle because I've had that all done. So. True story.
Jim is wearing some rather tight trousers.
Have you heard about Stephen Possum's tackle? Or it's Mrs's actually.
Yeah. Or Peter Winkleman, Peter Enkelman. Maybe all three of them.
Three of them. Yeah.
Just having a good time with Gaza. It's quieting down in Israel.
Yeah.
Must have got his flight back, so it's all quieting down out there. Right, we talked about Joe Barnes being French. We touched on Harry Redknapp. I think we're all happy to have Harry Redknapp back in the Premier League.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
January's coming up as well, which is prime time.
He's going to get some people out though. But I don't know how close he actually was to joining Ukraine. But he's made out that he was very close.
He was
That's a hell of a
Stuart. What's the driveway like up to QPR's training ground? Is there room for journalists to have an interview with Harry?
It's Chelsea's old ground.
It's right near Heathrow.
Wait, Stuart's made notes.
Wait, he's put down 2 Ginsters, 6 pack of coke. That's just his shopping list.
I like the fact. Right, I was coming onto this anyway, and we're going to Stuart Hall first because I've done this with Stuart Hall for about 2 years, and I've never seen him write any notes about anything.
I didn't know he could write. To be honest,
exactly. I'm very impressed.
Done in finger paint.
Listen, stop. Shh. Put my foot down. We've talked about the managerial changes that have happened. What I ask you guys to think about is the worst manager at your club that you've ever had and why. We're going to go to Stuart the Note Hall, first of all. It's the worst QPR manager.
In recent time, and we've had a fair few.
Exactly. There's a few to pick
from. Everyone looks bad compared to Jerry Francis.
Exactly, yeah. Just the hair.
Yeah.
Paul Hart.
How long was he there?
5 games. Just under
how
a month.
How could it be that? So why was he so bad in 5 games?
We were 2-0 up at home to Bristol City. We were bad, but Bristol were worse at the time. And we finished the game with 6 defenders on the pitch. 2-0 up at home.
What was the score?
Finished 2-1.
You still won the game!
But we still conceded. We had 6 defenders and still conceded.
Yeah, fair play. He didn't last that long, did he?
He didn't. We had 2 left backs. We had Tommy Williams and who was the other?
Tommy Williams.
Damien Delaney was
it? No, he was shitter than that.
Peter Damage.
No, Damien Delaney.
Terry Borrowdale.
Borrowdale.
Oh, another ex-Palace. Lovely.
All right, I'll take that. Paul Hart. Leeds. You.
The thing is, we've had so many.
Clough.
Well, yeah, it's not 44 days. We've had so many in that in the between period after like David O'Leary.
What about Charlton? Who's the worst Charlton manager from the 40s?
Oh.
You must know that.
That's pressing me on the. I reckon someone like Kevin Blackmore or like.
Blackwell didn't
Blackwell
do too
Blackwell did okay. He got you into the playoffs.
What about Eddie Gregg? Yeah, exactly. People, Terry Venables, like people have.
Terry Venables, don't you?
You could legitimately say David O'Leary as well, really.
No.
Peter Reid.
Peter Reid.
Yeah, Peter Reid's a shit. David O'Leary's brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, he got us into trouble, but he's not in charge of
football.
Go on, we move on. Jay, Villa.
Dr. Van Gloss.
Oh, Dr. Joseph Van Gloss.
Yes.
What year was this?
This was...
I forget how old you are sometimes, Jay. So I've
got to be honest. He only lasted the season, 1990-91.
A season? Yeah. That's double the fucking time. Oh, a lot more than football.
That's when you didn't get sacked mid-season, did you?
Yeah,
exactly.
49
games, had the worst winning percentage record. But an interesting fact about him... Wait, was it? This is 32.
Carry on.
First manager not to be from Britain or Ireland to take charge of a top flight English club.
Oh, right.
Have you picked that just because of that stat?
No, I
was
he actually the worst.
He's probably worst.
So you've got a statistic analysis.
Yes,
and he went on to manage Celtic as well and was terrible.
John Gregory, though.
Shoney.
I've got a couple.
Crystal Palace fan, Sean.
Obviously, actually, sorry. And I've got to say.
Alex McLeish.
Alex McLeish.
I've got to say Alex McLeish.
Gerard Houllier. Taylor Henry.
Don't mean the whole pub, you can carry on your conversations. Everyone's shouting a bit too much. Sorry. The listeners aren't going to like it. They're not going to be able to pick out the voices. We need to calm down. Everyone's calm down.
I'm going to just start saying libelous things when they can't pick out the voices.
But what I liked is when I shushed everyone, the whole pub pretty much went quiet. Sean, go.
Got a couple. If you're going back.
No, one.
All right, well,
no couple. One.
The standout for worst manager ever has to be Alan Mullery, going back to the 70s, back when.
But I'm talking about when you can remember. Come on.
Okay, fair enough. Not this we'll gloss over Alan Murray. It's not a statistic thing. He imagine this. You're playing your arch rivals. Third replay in the cup, you win. You're giving a bit of stick to the opposition manager. He then reaches into his pocket, pulls out some change, chucks it on the floor, flicks you the V's, stamps on the ground and says, "That change there, you Crystal Palace, you're not worth that." Next season, he gets appointed manager.
Who was that?
Alan Mullery.
Lad.
banter.
But in my term, in my time, it's got to be Terry Venables. The man charged $25,000 just to turn up for an interview. He bought an Argentinian player who didn't play for anyone.
Peter Taylor was pretty bad for you.
Peter
as well.
Taylor was.
Ian Dowie was. Well, I know he was a good manager, but the way it ended.
That's. Yeah.
Bounce back ability.
Exactly.
He hasn't bounced back, though, has he?
Yeah.
He's
not. Alan
and then down
to Man United. Oh, so we're doing the worst one from my memory. Well, that's got to be Alex Ferguson. He's managed them my whole fucking life. No, the worst, I've looked up Franco Farrell. Took over after Matt Busby's second brief spell after Wilf McGuinness. But Wilf McGuinness is a club legend, so can't sell him off. He couldn't control George Best. He threw away a 10-point lead at the top of the table. He made players book an appointment if they wanted to talk to him. He wouldn't just speak to
them. Was he a doctor or something?
We went 3 months without a win in the 71-72 season between December and March, when we'd been 10 months away.
Keen out.
Welcome
Keen out.
Failed to win the first nine games of 72.
So basically, for a short period, Man United fans were proper football fans. They actually had things going wrong.
Failed to win the first nine games. Fuck me. What a...
Imagine.
Sorry, Stu.
14.
But okay,
Man United fans complain at the moment because they keep conceding goals.
Well, everything's
keep letting early goals in. Yeah, and then scoring four, you fucking months.
Are we meant to smile at everything that goes wrong and say, oh, well,
goes
we won
wrong.
The treble once?
What's no. going what, What's going on? Oh,
conceding
goals. Are we first or second? Oh, we're second. Hey, we're only a point behind.
All,
oh, no.
It's all relative, isn't it? Sorry, it's all relative. You can't have got football fans being upset when aspects go wrong at the club just because their club's better than yours. How can Gillingham
but
fucking
what goes,
moan
what goes
when
wrong?
Hinkley are going bust?
What goes
Gillingham,
wrong?
They're not going bust.
What goes
minor
wrong?
Problems
what goes
in
wrong?
The team, that's what I'm saying. It's all
minor
relative.
Problems. Minor
exactly.
problems.
They're relative, but it don't mean you have to be happy about
no,
them.
They're minor.
Right,
you said it right. They're
okay,
minor.
I don't want to hear Gillingham moan because
minor
Hinkley
issues.
Are going bust. Hinkley,
they're never
see,
as bad as
they've still
manager.
Lost 15 out of 16.
That's
don't
a
moan,
that's
Gillingham.
A massive issue.
Sorry, no.
Gillingham are very nearly going bust as well. They very nearly went bust last
very
season.
Very nearly, but they're not
were
going
Man United
bust.
Ever going to go bust? No.
Who says?
Well, scum. Corporate scum. Oh, yeah, they're
no,
Man
sorry.
United.
Okay, no
Man
one in
United
the Premier League can moan them because they're in the Premier League. That's ridiculous.
No, no
that's
one in the Premier League can moan.
Small-time mentality.
Small-time mentality.
Small-time mentality. Yeah, everyone has problems. It's all relative. You might be a millionaire, but your wife might be cheating on you.
It's just personal. start. I knew this was going to get worse.
Mate, I'm not a millionaire. Yeah. I hope my girlfriend's not cheating on me.
Don't drink whiskey.
No, I think it's ridiculous. I've said before, I don't like the snobbishness around football. Just because you're spot.
It's just Man United fans, mate. I don't care about
it's
anyone
else.
It's
the same with City or Chelsea, though.
It's not the same with City or Chelsea.
Chelsea
have got a manager in that they hate. That's an issue. Man City are in League One about about 13 years ago.
Put it this way, I've got mates who, when United lose, will throw a hissy fit. I don't do that anymore because I think, well, fuck it, it's one loss, we win most of the time. I agree with that, but I don't think you can completely trivialise everybody for just being a bit upset at slight issues. People take it too far, I understand that, but you can't say that it means nothing because football means loads to all of us. That's why we're fucking here doing it. So if fans don't get upset at tiny little issues, then they shouldn't watch football.
So what are you getting upset about at the moment at United?
United, I'm not. We're top of the
league. To get upset about.
But I'd rather we didn't concede early goals. I'd rather we didn't lose at home to the likes of Tottenham.
So arrogant.
But
such an arrogant point of view.
But I don't think you can trivialise everyone's issues because we all have different ones.
But Man United haven't got any.
But anyway, Franco Farrell, he was shit. And he had George Best, and he got sacked after we lost 5-0 to fucking Palace. That's how bad it was.
Don
Rodgers scored that shows two goals. Brilliant.
The fact that the Palace fan remembers he scored the goals.
I've got it on the centenary DVD.
Awesome. Good work. The Jules' worst manager was a guy called Neil Cooper, who just recently got sacked from Hartlepool.
Yeah.
He was at Hartlepool when we picked him up. He was manager in Scotland. We picked him up from Hartlepool. He actually got them to the playoffs 2 seasons running. The second time he got them to the playoffs, before the semi-final first leg, he quit for personal reasons.
What?
He was an alcoholic.
Oh, right. Allegedly. Oh, we had George Burley. He was an alcoholic.
But
allegedly.
I think Neil Cooper's come out and said that he is now. So he's got Hartlepool to the League One playoffs, which is fucking pretty good. Yeah, 2 seasons running on a tiny budget. Yeah. They're just about to play, I can't remember, it might have been Bristol City. I know they played Sheffield Wednesday in the final and lost.
Yeah.
Hartlepool are now rock bottom of League One. And he was back manager of them up until about 2 weeks ago. Anyway, so he's done an amazing job. He goes for personal reasons. And then 3 weeks later, we sign him up. He was at us from like August until November. He actually resigned after we lost to Bursko from the Northern Premier League in the FA Cup first round. We're 1-0 up.
One nil up
in the last minute, and we lost 2-1. But the reason he was the worst manager is because he signed a load of shit, and it was just Scottish players that came down, and they all had a hotel room in Rochester, and I got to know a few of them, and they had one phone, which was their hotline phone. One of the players.
You had one phone between them. How much were Gillingham paying them?
No. I'll get to this.
Were they footballers or a group of superheroes?
They weren't superheroes. If they were superheroes, fine. Anyway, they used to go to one club, right, and this guy was like, look at my phone. And I was like, what's this? He went, it's our phone. It's our hotline phone. We've all got our own phones, and then we've got this. Is that a Scottish accent?
No.
Basically, whenever they met a girl, they gave her the hotline number.
Yeah.
So this phone was just a lad's phone. They were standing in a hotel. There was five of them from Scotland.
Hold on, we could be getting hot water here as well.
I haven't named any of the players. I could. A couple of them are still playing as well. So they had one phone between the five of them, and it was just for whoever they pulled. They gave them that number, and then they just say, yeah, meet us at the hotel now. Yeah. They were standing in the Travel Lodge in Rochester.
Nice, classy. Yeah.
And they were rubbish at football. Right. Well. So at the time,
that
I was
said,
like,
if there are any girls out there, we've got the Pubcast hotline phone, which is Stuart, what's your number?
Simon Head.
Tweet at Simon Head.
All girls.
The one good thing he did do is he signed Brent Sancho for Gillingham, who was a Trinidad and Tobago international.
Oh, yeah.
Peter Crouch pulled his hair and scored.
That's right.
Yeah,
I remember
against Trinidad and Tobago.
Great bandana as well.
Yeah. That's really great bandana. All right, quickly, your thoughts on the West Ham fans at Spurs?
Oh, it's lovely, wasn't it? Yeah, that was nice.
It was, yeah. It was
not as bad as the Lazio fans.
Yeah, Lazio fans probably
but
a step above
terrible.
That.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before, where one fan starts singing something and then 1,000 or 2,000 join in, and obviously the song that got the most press was, excuse me, Can We Stab You Every Week?
Well,
which is what they were singing from
the
Thursday night.
One got
I think the Adolf Hitler
is coming for you.
Yeah, and I know obviously they were doing the gas sound and what have you. But
Yossi Benny Hinn was loving it, wasn't he?
Thing is, what can you say, they're just fucking idiots. Anyone who does that, they're just morons, and you knew it was going to happen. London Derby, history of...
But have they said, because before, like, Spurs fans themselves have been taken to court for the Sol Campbell stuff, or Portsmouth away.
Well,
so I don't understand why they're not looking at the CCTV footage, just saying, right...
Well, they banned one guy for life.
He's been charged. He was very loud, apparently. It was just enchanting.
He has been charged, and they're looking to charge more people with... I don't know what the actual offence is, but, hopefully...
Being a twat.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully,
very quick at them. I was actually talking about Lazio as well. I saw the game on Tuesday, I think it was, and they had on their shirts "No Racism" on their shirt.
And the Lazio president went and presented a shirt to the Tottenham fan who's in hospital.
Yeah. Really?
I bet he fucking loved that. Oh,
Lazio.
Remember your trip.
Absolutely amazing. Right, any more for any more? Naughty boys, stories
I've
that you picked
loads
up.
Of Loads of stories. Clarence Seedorf is intimidating his teammates at Botafogo. You know he's playing in Brazil now?
Yep.
Their club president came out and said that he was intimidating the other players. The journalist. The journalist assumed it was because he's such a famous, well-known player. No, apparently it's because of the anaconda in his shorts. That's what they anaconda.
Jesus.
Another story going on. FC Baku.
Does anyone else got a story, first of all?
No, I'm going through them.
Sure, you've read notes. You must have a story.
That's the story.
I've got a story.
Okay,
we put a picture of the last week's show, 106. We put a picture of Coxon on the toilet as the show photo, and don't know why we got double the amount of downloads and listeners that we usually do.
Hello, ladies. So,
exactly, it was your jumper.
Run a piece. Tweet at Simon Hedges.
I say ladies, but I was on a toilet in the men's toilet.
But I just wanted to make that point. It went a little bit crazy last week, but we didn't get any iTunes reviews on the back of it, which I'm a little bit disappointed about.
Bastards.
But that was my story. Sean.
FC Baku. From Azerbaijan, we all know them, we all love them.
It's a hard place to go.
They have appointed a 21-year-old football manager fanatic as their manager.
Really?
Wow.
So there's still hope, Stuart Hall.
I turned it down, I thought it was a joke.
Is he the reserve manager?
Apparently he's the manager of the club, Vugar Gulaglan Oglu Pudanyadze.
Right.
He's been working in an advisory role at the club since February, and he beat Jean-Pierre Papin to the job.
The French legend, managerial experience.
He's been into that. I assume it's
how bad must Jean-Pierre Papin be at interviewing if he lost out on that?
It's a good name though.
Depends what's on your CV.
I want to know Sean's news because she looks pretty fit.
I've got a girl. Well, we all know the transfer window is not officially open at the moment, but there's been some big transfer news in the last week.
It's not officially open, but Harry Redknapp is preparing to open. He's just licking the window at the moment.
Yeah. Big signing for Crystal Palace, Kate Fletcher from Brighton's cheerleaders, Gully's Girl.
Good transfer.
Yeah, she's alright, yeah.
Do they have to pay money for her?
Don't know.
Can I pay money for her? Because I would.
Contact the club, it's undisclosed, the fee.
Alright, a little bit of news from me. Scott Sinclair. Did you see this week? That he could leave really Man well, City if he wants.
Yeah.
David Platt, basically, it was a headline made from nothing because David Platt basically said any player that wants to get first team football can tell us. A bit like Adam Johnson did. But the headline was David Platt says Scott Sinclair can leave if he wants. How long has he been there?
A few months.
Not about as long four games.
In the jungle. I bet you did kind of cut into what I was saying. The controversial aspect of this has come from Brighton's cheerleaders. She's making her debut in the home game against Brighton.
Oh, she's going to get booed, isn't she?
Yeah.
They all get booed anyway from the home crowd.
No, they don't. We give them some polite applause and some.
It sounds like an applause. It's Iran clapping against something, but I don't think it's a round of applause.
A couple of things for you. Cole Lawson, friend of the show.
Right, Cole.
Tweeted us earlier on, can we use the transfer window to get racism out of football? It's the biggest window and I'm sure Harry would help shift it.
I'm not even sure what that means.
What does that mean? What is that?
He wants racism out of football. He knows there's a transfer window. Can we get it out of the window?
Who are we going to sell it to?
Yeah, exactly. Who are we going to sell it to? We've got to give it to someone.
Yeah, John Terry.
Rugby. Let's sell it to rugby.
Yeah.
No, well, golf. Golf.
Oh, no, it's already in golf.
No, well, that's what I mean. So they might as well have some more. Oh, but they're going to be that nitpicky about who can be on the courses, what have you. Then, no, go. Go.
What putters do you use?
And question for the show from Daniel Greenfield. His dream team front line would be Falcao, Cavani and Pope.
Who? Pope
who?
That'd be a miracle.
The Pope.
The Pope.
Cardinal Ratzinger. Which Pope?
Eddie
Pope.
Why is he not picked Ronaldo or Messi, Savage?
Yeah.
What would your be? Max three players.
What, of all time?
Wait, can I just add that you
finished? I'd say we're talking about players at the moment.
At the moment.
Yeah.
Messi, Ronaldo, Van Persie.
You just don't like it.
Whatever.
Can I just say that he ended that tweet with great show dogs? So I'm going to go with a pug, a Pomeranian, and a bulldog. Because they are great show dogs.
Stop press, the comedian just made us laugh. Get in there.
Boom, boom.
Woof, woof. okay, serious. I think Falcao being him. Yeah. But apparently, according to Vince Boas, Defoe is better than Falcao.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Where does anyone know who Pope
Sandra Redknapp.
No, right, who did you mean
Pope? Pope plays for Port Vale.
Oh, right, yeah.
Tom Pope.
Tom Pope, yeah. Top goalscorer.
I'm guessing he might be a Port Vale fan.
His holiness, he likes to be known as.
Tom Pope is currently on 20 goals.
Fair play.
But then if you're going to do that, you might have Charlie Austin in there, although he hasn't scored for
Stone Cold Charlie Austin.
Interesting fact about Port Vale, they're the only club that's not named after where they're from.
Where they're from.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, don't play. Yeah, we know what you mean.
Yeah.
Probably everyone. Listen, does well. One of the oldest and shittest questions in the world.
Is it a question?
But Grimsby are from Cleethorpes.
But there is a place called
Grimsby.
Yeah, true.
I'd go for Stone Cold Charlie Austin, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I think you put Van Persie in there.
The $6 million man, Steve Austin. The other Steve Austin. They'd be mine. They'd be hard as fuck.
I think you put Van Persie in there as well.
Yeah, but his surname's not Austin, so it wouldn't work.
I get what you're getting at, but
I've only got certain letters from the printing shop to put on the back of the shirt, so can only have Austins. Right, that's the problem.
Stuart, any of the QPR forwards going to make it into your
Kevin Gallen, Paul Furlong, and Les Ferdinand?
Yeah, that would do.
Sir Les Ferdinand.
Super Kevin Gallen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Super Kevin Gallen, who is friends with Morrissey. Bizarrely, they're good.
Look, we are full of stats today. And also, you mentioned Les Ferdinand. He has played for the most He's scored for the most Premier League teams with eight. He scored for eight.
I don't know. Richard Dunn's scored for a fair few. Just none of the ones he plays.
That is true. That's true. And one last thing, FFDU. You know Jess, who came over and did the show with us.
Yeah.
Apparently, she's going to have a penalty at a Sydney game. That's what I've got from our Twitter feed. To be honest, I haven't spent that much time on it.
Oh, right.
But yeah, there you go.
Good luck, Jess.
And also, you know the guys at FFDU? This is Football Fans Down Under over in Australia. You know they're sponsoring the Steels play?
Yep.
Joe Martin. Well, I found out this week from the guys over there that they go to a bar called the Cheers Bar in Sydney.
Yep.
And every week, Cheers Bar give them a $150 bar tab.
No way. Just for sponsoring.
And either way, I said that and we all looked at the bar and just went,
you bastards.
No. Just for doing the show there. And also, they are going to pay because part of the deal for Joe Martin is that they get a signed shirt at the end of the season. So Joe Martin will take his shirt off. It's going to be cold for some of the summer, but takes his shirt off, signs it, and they get sent it. And Cheers Bar are going to buy that shirt off them to put it on their wall.
Amazing.
So I've had a thought. Cheers Bar sponsor us and give us a tab. You know we sponsor a team already. FFDU might sponsor a player. We sponsor a bloody team.
Yeah.
What can we do?
Well, exactly.
Riverside.
And what I'm gonna do, and I went to watch Riverside this week, and they won 6-0 actually in the Rochdon District Premier League. So well done, boys. And Dave Coyle was their captain. Right? Dave Coyle's a mate of mine, but he's their captain. Takes all their set pieces. Stuart, you know quite a bit about
Dave. Very good. Long throw. Got a very long throw.
You'll get their reaction, guys. But I'll put this as the show photo this week. That's Joe Martin on the ball. This is the photo I took on Saturday. Big Dave Coyle.
I don't want to know what's underneath those bottles.
That's what we sponsor. So, Cheers Bar, spend a bit of money with us, give us a bit of tab, and we will get Dave Coyle's signed shirt over to Sydney, and you can put that on your wall as well, alongside Joe Martin's. How about that then?
Yeah, basically, we want money.
Yeah, what are we going to get them to send us $150 through the post?
Each week. Whatever they want to do it. Yeah. Backs, transfer,
PayPal, thank you very much, Stuart.
Don't really care how we get it. Fuck it, send the alcohol. We'll sit here with envelopes, drinking posters out of envelopes. It don't matter. But I don't want to pay for our beer.
We've done it before, we'll do it again.
Yeah, exactly. All right, any more? There must be some naughty boys.
Well, I've got another story. Jim, who are your favourite Scottish football team that wear orange? Apart from
Dundee. She's fine, thanks.
Yeah. Wait, there you go. Motherwell. Motherwell fan Jim Graham, 59, has been banned from having the licence plate Mwell FC in California, where he now lives, because the California State Automotive Society, whatever they're called, think that it could be read as Me Well Fuck. Mwell FC. He thinks, they think that could be read as Me Well Fuck.
Or so, Motherwell Fuck.
Wouldn't be even better, wouldn't it?
Whereabouts is it? What state?
It's in California. This is San Francisco.
If it was Texas,
he's been given his money back, but his Hamilton Academical supporting dad finds it very funny.
What? Hang on. Brian Laws didn't actually say that.
Brian Laws did. He's going to be a naughty boy.
Yeah.
He's going to be a naughty boy. Yeah, should we go on to naughty boys?
Let's go on to Brian Laws.
Brian Laws, who said that Scunthorpe defended as badly as the Holocaust. Or their defending was as bad as the Holocaust.
Yeah.
What was their score? Was it from the weekend?
They lost 4-0.
They lost 4-0. If they'd lost 6 million nil, bit closer. Obviously, that was very tongue-in-cheek, but it was a ridiculous statement to make.
Can't say that.
Ridiculous.
Let's move on.
Obviously, I'm being facetious and apologise.
Any more before we get Jason?
Mike Ashley. Who is trying to
rename Ibrox. I am warning you that we are on 40 minutes at the moment. We have too many stories.
Mike Ashley is trying to rename Ibrox, and Charles Green is going to go along with it if it's commercially advantageous. That, for me, is naughty.
What's Mike Ashley got to do with it?
He's a minority stakeholder in Rangers.
Really?
And he wants it to be called the Sports Direct Arena.
Isn't that what St James'
Park is? No.
Well, that's gone back because Wonga now...
Oh, that smells really good.
Yeah.
Sorry, but Jim's just got a whiff off me.
You have got the sex appeal. Shawnee. Hang on, how did you find out about the Motherwell thing, by the way?
It was in the Daily Record, a fine Scottish newspaper.
Well, fair play.
Good, I'm glad that you're bringing stories like that to the rest of us.
Yeah.
Well done.
Naughty boys from Swaziland. Mbabani, a Highlanders fan. Their team lost 5-1, and they chased striker Mfanu Fikili Nzimanzi.
Oh, is that the same Nzimanzi that which one is it?
He was the top scorer last season.
Oh, yeah, obviously, that one, yeah.
But Mbabani Highlanders. They chased him out of the stadium, down the road, and nicked his boots for getting beat 5-1.
Lads. And he's asked for them back, hasn't he?
Yeah, he did. He asked for them back.
I don't blame him.
Another naughty boy for you. Lee Ashcroft, former Preston winger, was manager of Kendal Town. He's just taken over as manager of Northwich Vicks, who I didn't mention the other week, but there's going to be a new Northwich Vicks Phoenix club, a la Wimbledon or Chester FC or FC United.
What the hell are you talking about?
This is unrelated. I just thought I'd mention, because we used to talk a bit about Northwich Vicks.
Stuart, are you interested?
No, but Stuart's not interested in doing the show, so it's fine. Northwich Vicks, fans are forming another club. That's another story for another time. But Lee Ashcroft has taken over. It was 2 years ago, Lee Ashcroft said that Vicks were crap, weren't good enough, were too physical a team, didn't deserve promotion. He was right, they didn't get promotion in the end. But he's not taken over.
He's not.
He's taken over as Vicks manager. Fans aren't happy because they hate Vicks these days, but
they need to speak to the Chelsea fans. See, this is clubs with proper issues. This is clubs with real proper issues. We've conceded a game and we've won 6-1. God! Sean, have you got an FA Cup update at all?
No.
Good. It's FA Cup weekend this weekend.
Oh, wait, it is, isn't it? Yeah,
we're on the ball.
Right, Sean, you've got one thing to do on this show, and it is to give the FA Cup update.
Hastings versus Harrogate.
Away at Harrogate. So you've got no pre-match build-up, no news.
We've talked about it before, Bradley Goldberg.
Yeah, we've talked about it for about 3 or 4 weeks, and then the week before the actual bloody game.
I'll talk about it next week, when the game's been played.
The game's,
A review. No preview. just a review.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
A Melbourne Heart update, very quick. Okay. I want it in 10 seconds.
Okay, Melbourne Heart went 2-0 up in the first five minutes against Newcastle Jets, thanks to Richard Garcia and the Joseph.
Jets, is that who Heskey plays for?
Yes.
Who Heskey plays for?
Unfortunately,
Craig Goodwin and Ruben Zadkovic brought it back to 2-2. But then Richard Garcia scored again. It was 3-2. And then in the 87th minute, Richard Griffith scored a penalty for Newcastle Jets, and they drew 3-3.
Who did he used to play for? Did he used to play for Leeds?
No, he played for Hart are now 8th in the league. They're facing Alessandro Del Piero and Sydney FC on Sunday. Come on, the Hart.
Right. Christmas is round the corner, guys. Has anyone got, because I asked you to have a look at your club shop to see what's the worst thing that your club is selling?
Yeah.
I'm going to Jay first because he's brought props.
I've got a prop. It's actually Aston Villa.
Plasters. But that means you bought it from the club shop,
You didn't get that from the club shop.
Well, the story is, I went into a shop in South London, Ballard, and this guy had a plaster on his hand, and I said, let's have a look at that.
What a fucking weirdo he must have thought you were. Plaster boy.
It was Aston Villa plasters. I said, where'd you get them from? You have packets of them.
Was he a Villa fan?
No.
From Bangladesh.
So random.
It was absolutely random.
Worst thing was, he didn't
have any other clubs.
No other clubs, just Villa.
Worst thing was, he didn't even have a cot.
Villa are plastering over the cracks at the moment anyway, aren't they?
Was it Nelly? Is it the rapper Nelly?
It might have been Nelly.
Sean, what have you got?
Made in 2008. A £20 gnome. And the worst thing about it, he's got his shirt over his head. He's going to get booked for that.
That's a heavy gnome.
No, it's not off, is it? Over your head's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fair enough. They do a range of Man United ones of those, but the one that I found that was the worst was a Manchester United over the bed canopy, which is basically turns your bed into a four-poster bed, but with Man United crap all over.
I like that. You should have known better there, Sean. There we go. What have you got?
Yeah, the Man United over the bed canopy. As I just said,
I had a look at the Chills website. There wasn't much on there, but I've got David Gold and David Sullivan bobbleheads sold in
Chills. Why?
I didn't. There was nothing really on the Chills website.
Oh right, so you went for Birmingham.
This is what gave me the idea to ask you guys. Right. Yeah, not. I don't think Birmingham are selling it anymore, to be honest.
I don't know.
Well, there was a Karen Brady one. Maybe that might get a few goes.
I don't think it would. No,
probably not. It'll
only
get a few.
Pesca Salido by that.
He's had a few goes. Little bit of housekeeping for you. Email us banter@footballpodcast.co.uk. Yep. We are on Facebook. Don't know if you knew that, guys. We are on Facebook.
Yep.
Sean does. www.facebook.com/thefootballpodcast. Complaints?
At Simon Head.
Always the same. Follow us on Twitter @footballpodcast. Get on the website www.footballpodcast.co.uk. We're all off to go for a Tweed night, which is going to be interesting. We might record a little few things from there. If not, we'll be back next week for show 108. Always the same.
See you later.